If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Well, Miss Becky Hill still find herself in a lot of southern trouble down there in the low country. You know, go Becky. She makes those muffins. She's super sweet and nice. Steers juries into weird directions. Fucks up trials. Oh.
Becky.
The highly anticipated ethics hearing of Becky Hill, the former Colleton County Clerk of Court, who gained national attention during Alec Murdaugh's murder trial, has been postponed indefinitely due to a pending criminal investigation. The SC Ethics Commission, which had scheduled the hearing for December 19th, cited the investigation by the South Carolina Attorney General's office as the reason for the delay. The ethics hearing was expected to shed light on 76 alleged violations, which the commission had found probable cause for in May. These include accusations that Ms. Hill used her position for personal gain and to promote her book about the Murdaugh trial, Behind the Doors of Justice, which, by the way, is horribly written. I don't think you even buy it anymore because she even plagiarized some of it. It turns out this woman, like, allegedly is, like, finding the shortcuts in life, it seems.
Well, you know what? You can't blame a gal for taking the easy way out. It just so happened she got busted.
Yeah, you can. It's illegal and horrible and not ethical whatsoever.
There's that.
And shit comes back to bite you in the ass, so... Hill's legal team requested a postponement in light of the investigation and commission staff did not object. The Attorney General's office and the Ethics Commission declined to comment. A source familiar with the Ethics Commission explained that pausing the proceedings during a criminal probe is standard and prevents the accused official from having to give up their right against self-incrimination in an ethics hearing while potentially wanting to invoke it during a criminal investigation, the source said. Hill resigned her $101,256 a year position in March, several months after releasing her book, which provided that behind-the-scenes look into the Murdaugh six-week trial. In February 23, Alec Murdaugh was, of course, convicted of murdering his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, and is now serving two life sentences. The ethics charges against Hill include multiple instances of self-enrichment. So this goes beyond... This goes beyond the book attempt of promoting and everything. In September 22 and in March of 23, she purportedly awarded herself $2,500 in bonuses. Hill is also accused of negotiating with a media company to use a Colleton County courthouse in exchange for promoting her book. Okay. Additional accusations involve misusing county funds to buy office decorations, gifts, and meals for courthouse staff, and directing payments to a company with which she had a business relationship.
Hill's conduct.
Wait, can I give myself a $2,500 bonus?
No, No. Hill's conduct during the Murdaugh trial has also come under fire. Murdaugh's lawyers, Dick Harpootalin and Jim Griffin, have claimed Hill tried to influence the jury to reach a quick verdict, allegedly to boost her book sales. While Hill denied these allegations, they led to a court hearing in which Circuit Court Judge Gene Toll, who seemed to not want to have anything to do with it from day one, determined that she kind of felt like she was being inconvenienced to do her job. Although Hill's comments to jurors were improper, there wasn't enough evidence to prove that affected the verdict, despite having a juror that said it affected their verdict. Hill's reputation took another hit last December when she admitted to plagiarizing parts of her book from an unpublished BBC report on the Murdaugh case, because no one's ever going to catch that. The book was subsequently pulled from publication, and Hill's co-author denied any knowledge of plagiarism, which, although not a crime, is widely regarded as a severe breach in the literary community. It could be, it's not technically a crime, you can get sued for it. So, not maybe necessarily a criminal suit, but you can have civil penalties without a doubt. During these controversies, Hill had initially emerged from Murdaugh's trial as a helpful, well-regarded presence. Even South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, who attended the trial, publicly praised her, affectionately calling her Becky Boo. Oh, Becky Boo.
Oh, my God.
Due to Wilson ties.
Stop.
Due to Wilson's ties to Becky Boo. Rick Hubbard, the 11th Judicial Circuit solicitor, and his deputy, Suzanne Mays, were assigned to assist in the case. The Wilson's office maintains oversight.
Hey, I've got a musical reference for you.
Yeah.
Remember that song? Ooh, Jackie Blue.
Yeah, way back. Yeah.
Totally do a Becky Boo parody.
Ooh, Becky Boo.
Becky Boo.
Now that's going to be stuck in my fucking head.
Yay, then my work here is done.
Yeah. I could see that.
Tony's like, I'm out.
I'm out. It's just it was such an incestuous relationship there. And I don't mean they're actually, you know, doing it. But I mean, everybody's just so like, oh, okay, Becky Boo's going to do this. And we're going to have all this. It's all going to come together. Oh. We want to go this direction, you say? Okay. He's a bad guy. Okay, we're going to do it. Becky's on it. I can see Becky being on it. You know, I can just see these sort of conversations going on in the back room. And because there was a large magnifying glass on this trial, it was displayed. Had it just been, you know, all the other trials that nobody gives a shit about in Colleton County, I mean, I'm sure this shit goes on all the time, where it's just like, well, whatever we want to have done, we have done. Don't trust your soul to a backwoods Southern lawyer. You got to go back to good old Reba and take the advice.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.